Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. And if you are returning, thank you. If you are new, thank you. So happy to have you here. We have an exciting episode for you today. I think it is. And it's about expectations. And it's about what you expect in life and how you think that comes to you. So I want to read to you from the Daily Word, which, as you know, is a Unity publication. And it's on the topic of expectations. Expectation keeps me passionate about my life. Expectation keeps me in a state of gratitude about all the good that is on its way to me. I may not know what the future holds, but I dream big and maintain a bold vision for my life. I take steps to create the life of my dreams. I nurture my relationships with friends and family, take care of my physical and emotional health, bring my best efforts to my work, and share my talents through service. My prayer life keeps me attuned to the wonderful possibilities for my life. As I claim peace, prosperity, and joy in prayer, I carry a confident expectation into my daily life. I do not fret over how or when my goodwill will manifest. I maintain a joyful expectation that the life of my dreams is already mine. And so it is. Now, I have read a lot of verses from the Daily Word. And I know if you've tuned in to this podcast, you have heard them because I start each podcast with one. And by far, this is my favorite. Because it talks about staying in gratitude to life, right? And so I kind of want to expand on some of those concepts because I want to also talk to you about understanding where your good comes from, right? I think that we get so busy in our day-to-day lives and we're getting pulled in all directions. And if you have a job, you have family, you have children, you may have elderly parents, or grandparents, or aunts, uncles that you take care of. Some people are taking care of disabled people. And so we are all being pulled in so many directions, and we forget to be grateful, and we forget to stop and see where the source, especially the source of our income, flows from. So I want to talk about that today because that tends to, at least from speaking to various people, that tends to produce the most worry for everyone. What happens if my job goes away, right? What happens if they lay me off or they fire me or they downsize or they go out of business? What happens? So I want you to understand, because it's very easy to get sucked into that, oh, worry me, what will I do? So one of the things that I want you to understand today is the difference between channels and your source. So that when you're expecting good in your life, you know exactly where it's coming from. See, because right now you believe, I'm sure, that you're good. Your income, your flow is coming from a channel. And that's why you worried about the channel. See, channels are your job. That's a channel. Your real estate investments, that's a channel. Your stocks, your bonds, if you own a business, those are all examples of channels that the source, which is your higher power, uses to get your income flow to you. Did you hear that? Those are channels that the source, which is your higher power, uses to get your income flow to you. So when you sit and worry about your channels, you are saying, I don't have faith in the source. I don't believe in the source. See? Because it's not your channel. Because if one channel folds away, the source will bring another channel to you if you believe. If you believe that the real power comes from your source, all channels will be open to you. You heard that saying before, when one door closes, another opens. That's exactly what that means. So I want to just tell you a little story, because you know I always do, about a friend of mine who, and we're really friends because we're very like-minded. And she was renting for quite a while. And I'll just say this. I'll say that I don't know where you are hearing me, but in the United States, which is where I'm recording from, the housing market has gone just crazy, right? The prices for homes have gone up, and the prices for rent have gone up. And so it's squeezing people. People are feeling the squeeze from the housing market, and they're getting discouraged, right? So she was in the position of renting and had decided, you know what? Time to get out of this and get into a home. So as she's preparing to do this, and she's looking at homes, and she's going out with the agent and doing all this, she's finding that she's being outbid. Sometimes by thousands and thousands of dollars, right? She's being outbid. But she keeps holding on to understanding the source. See, the source, and that the source would supply her with a house, right? And at one point she was kind of worried about her job. And then she said, nope, not going to worry about my job. Because if the job goes, something else will open up for me. So she held on to that. And she held on to that belief. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not making this up. She found a home that fit the exact descriptions of the characteristics that she wanted in a home. See, she wrote them all down. That's the first step. So she wrote them all down. And the home she lives in right now today fits all those characteristics. As a matter of fact, one is, she even got a little bit larger home than she had even asked for. But she kept focused, see, on her source. That's what she kept focused on. She didn't focus on, oh, the housing market is so tight and all these people are beating me out and, oh, I just can't compete. See, she didn't focus on, ooh, my job has made little indications that they may be closing up shop and moving somewhere else. Oh boy, what, maybe I shouldn't get into this housing thing right now. She didn't talk herself out of it because she understood the true source of where her good comes from. So that's what I want you to do today. If you are experiencing some type of event in your life that is affecting one or more of your channels of income flow, don't focus on those. Don't focus, don't sit and worry. Don't call your friend. Don't sit and get on Facebook and tell people about it. Don't do all that. Focus on the source that is supplying that channel. Focus on believing and understanding that that source is never ending, always flowing, and will constantly supply your needs if you believe. If you believe, that's step one. You have to believe it so. I'm sure you've heard that old saying, it goes something like, if you believe you can, or if you believe you can't, you're right. Right? Either way, if you're one of those people who say, well, it's not going to work for me. Maybe it works for Miss Jones down the street because she seems to have good luck, but just not for me. If that's your attitude, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. Right? You've got to change your attitude about it. You've got to change what you believe. So I always try to send you off with some kind of little assignment of something to do, right? You know that I always want you to meditate. But in addition to that, what I'd like for you to do so that you can always stay focused is to get a gratitude journal, okay? It doesn't have to be fancy. You don't have to go and find the most prettiest. I mean, if you want the most prettiest, please do, but it can be a plain notebook. And every night I want you to write down just one thing. I'm not gonna task you with, okay, you need 40 things to decide that you're grateful for. Nope, just put down one. Just put down one thing before you go to bed that you're grateful for. It could be something that happened during the day. It could be just your health, right? It could be your marriage. It could be your kids or acting right. It could be anything. Whatever it is, write down that one thing that you're grateful for. And you do that every night. And I guarantee if you do it 30 nights in a row, you will start to see a shift in your attitude. And you'll start to see a shift in your life. Because what that gratitude journal is going to do is it's going to refocus you to the source and not the channel. Okay? And that's what we need. We need to stay focused on the source of our good. So I'm going to leave you today with that assignment. I want you to, as soon as you finish this podcast, I want you to run out or get on Amazon or however you want to do it. Doesn't matter to me, but I want you to find a gratitude journal. It can be a blank notebook, could be the prettiest thing you've ever seen. And I want you to write down every single night one thing to be grateful for, so that you can keep yourself centered on where your good comes from. So I hope this episode has helped you, because I know doing the gratitude journal helps me, you know, and we're all human during this journey. We're all trying to, you know, make our way. And so hopefully this is helpful to you. And I do hope that you tune in again next week. I will have a new episode for you. And as always, I wish you nothing but blessings.